Belgium, women cannot have an abortion past 12 weeks. Anja de Schoenmaker from women's organization Campaign Rosa in Brussels explains why this law is still so strict in 2020 and explains the effects of this law, especially on women with little money who cannot pay for abortions abroad.
For rich women, it's not so difficult, you know, that you only have the 12 weeks of abortion on demand. Because they can go to the Netherlands, they can go to France, they can go to different countries where that law is different. But for working class women with low income, then yes, going to another country where you have to pay for traveling, but you also have to pay for the abortion itself completely, because it's not covered by health insurance.
Another problem Belgium is facing when it comes down to abortion is religion. As most of the hospitals have a Catholic base, they aren't very supportive of abortion, abortion within 12 weeks or after. And another option women have are abortion centers, but abortion centers in Belgium are struggling.
Abortion centers have it difficult to find doctors and nurses, also because the wages in the abortion centers, definitely for doctors, are lower, because they are wage workers in the abortion centers, whereas in the biggest part of healthcare in Belgium, they are independent. It was accepted in 1990, but I think in some way it never really got out of the atmosphere of a sort of a taboo, you know. Like, for instance, in sexual education in schools, abortion is hardly mentioned.
Even still now, in 2020?
Still now, yes.
But for a while now, there has been a proposed law to extend the legal abortion weeks for women in Belgium. However, Anja is not very positive that this is going to happen because of the Catholic parties in the parliament.
The way in which we will get a better law on abortion, a real depenalization and so on, we will only be able to get it if we build a movement in the streets that forces government to act on it, because otherwise now it's going to be sent to some parliamentary commission, but among those experts are never those organizations that work with women, always academics and so on, which obviously is not going to help things any further.